Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldberg dictating an endoscopy report on Phyllis Floyd, date of birth 2-8-1953, date of procedure October 27, 2023. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Goldberg, referring physician is Dr. Kenneth Lim. Procedure performed is esophagogastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies. Number 2, colonoscopy. Indications. GERD, comma, screening for colon cancer. Description procedure. Informed consent was obtained. Possible complication of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, was a possibility of missing lesions, such as some lesions. You were all expensive to the patient period. Patient brought to endoscopy, so placed in the lav lateral position, sedated as per anesthesia service with monitored anesthesia care period, or while lubricated on video gastroscopes introduced into the esophagus and advanced into direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum period. Careful examination was made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G-junction, and esophagus period. Retroflex view is obtained of the cardia period, air suction from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope period. The patient was then turned around in left lateral position period. A digital rectal exam was normal period. A well-lubricated Olympus video colonoscope was introduced into the rectum, advanced in the drug version to this cecum, which was identified by the to the cecum period. Unfortunately, because of difficulty maintaining patient's airway during the procedure, the case was aborted per anesthesia, period. And the scope was withdrawn quickly, period. Overall, the patient tolerated the procedure well, but with concern for the airway. Decision was made to abort, period. Findings. Number 1. At upper endoscopy, next line, there were there was an unremarkable upper and mid esophagus. Next line. Z line was regular 35 centimeters from the pipe block. Next line, there was a widely patent Schapsky's ring noted. Next line, there was a 4-5 centimeter sliding hiatal hernia. Next line, gastric erythema was noted, and biopsies were obtained in the body and antrum for histology. Next line, the duodenum overall was unremarkable to D2. There was prominence of some of the duodenal folds. Period. Biopsies were obtained to rule out celiac disease. Next line, at colonoscopy. Next line, the colonoscope was advanced to the cecum, but unfortunately, due to difficulty with the patient's airway anesthesia and the endoscopist decided to abort the procedure, period. The colonoscope was withdrawn quickly without careful inspection of the mucosa, period. Plan, follow-up biopsy pathology, next line, avoid NSAIDs and encourage reflex precautions, next line, will need to repeat colonoscopy after pulmonology appointment next week, period. This will likely need to be done at a hospital as there was difficulty maintaining the airway at the surgery center.